I was born on July the 19th, 1950. 1950 was a holy year, and July the 19th was the hottest day on record in the state of Kansas. I think it has something to do with my personality. I am finding it hard to believe that I turned 75 a week ago last Saturday, but a little humor helps. That's why I like the birthday card somebody gave me. On the front, it says, "Heard you turned 75. On the inside, it says, "I said, heard you turned 75. Sometimes we don't think that God is able to hear us either. That's why we need this Sunday's scriptures to remind us that God is always listening, especially when we pray. No matter how old God is, God doesn't have a hearing problem. And we don't have to bargain with God like we just heard Abraham do. So let me give you an example of bargaining. If you don't look at your watch while I'm giving my homily, I will only talk for 20 minutes. If you don't look at your phone, I will only talk for 15 minutes. And if you clap your hands for me right now, I will only talk for 10 more minutes. Okay, I'm going to time myself. We are a little like Abraham. We think we can bargain with God and change God's mind. Because unlike God, we often don't see the big picture. So guess who needs to change? Just like our relationship with each other, bargaining and begging are lower forms of prayer. Since God is already giving us what we need, we just don't know it or believe it. All the saints testify that gratitude and praise are the highest forms of prayer. This Sunday's gospel helps us. It was attributed to, though not written by, Luke, a companion of Paul. All the books of the Bible were written by more than one person, actually, since they were written by various schools of people, especially if you consider the oral, written, edited, and redacted stages. More than any other school of biblical writers, the school that wrote this gospel, the Gospel of Luke, emphasized that Jesus was a person of prayer. We are going to hear that over and over again during the summertime and all the way until the first Sunday of Advent. Jesus was a person of prayer, especially highlighted in the Gospel of Luke. It might have been the main reason why these people converted from paganism into Judaism and then into Christianity. Even though they were pagan at first, they had a great longing for a better world, especially under the Roman Empire, where there was unfair taxation, high infant mortality, and no hospitals or mental institutions like we have today. It's hard to imagine, especially how the larger cities like Rome and Jerusalem were, without hospitals or mental institutions. In this Sunday's passage, the school of Luke presents Jesus as reminding his disciples to be persistent in praying. In other words, Jesus seems to say, don't stop praying, because eventually you will see that everything that seems bad is really good. What looks like a snake or a scorpion is a fish or an egg in God's plan. God has an invisible hand in our history, making everything eventually okay. I have a neighbor who lives on the other side of my duplex in Hayes. He keeps telling me in every conversation I have with him, it's all good. It's all good. The only problem is he has his grill on every day, all day long while he is gone for work, even in a 55-mile-an-hour gusting wind. And I keep telling Aaron, it ain't all good. This all goes along with what Father Rob Kroll, a priest from Wisconsin, told us priests at our retreat years ago. He said, the most essential thing about prayer is perseverance and persistence. Make time instead of find time for prayer. 90% of prayer is simply showing up. I thought it was such good advice that I wrote it down. So in conclusion, I'm beating the time by 4 minutes. Once, in the corner of the state of Iowa, this is probably based on a true story, the countryside was severely parched by a record drought. One Sunday, the local pastor of a small parish exhorted his congregation to stay with him in church and pray for relief until the drought ended. They knelt together in prayer until Monday morning, when suddenly the heavens opened and the rain fell in torrents. The downpour continued for days. By Thursday, the tiny community was all but wiped out as floodwaters rose from the nearby stream. A rescue party spied the pastor sitting on the roof of his house. Pointing below to the swirling waters, the pastor cried out joyfully, "Not bad for a little country church."